when you educate a girl, the ripple effect upon that education is enormous for communities.
Anne Wadsworth is executive director of the Girls Education Collaborative. The mission is to create opportunities and provide a pathway for these young women to have future careers. In the remote village is the heart of the project, situated along 1,000 acres of land. A boarding school for girls is under construction. This organization is working with an order of nuns living and working in Tanzania, the Immaculate Heart Sisters of Africa.
Helping them get the infrastructure created, which is very problematic in these remote areas where you have no roads, no running water, no electrification. You know, to build a school is not an easy thing.
Wadsworth traveled to the village this past July. She was joined by one of the many devoted board members, Pamela Hokanson, an M&T vice president who also works with the Buffalo Promise neighborhood. Hokanson was amazed to see young women not in school in this African village.
It was a profound effect on me to see so many women and girls working in the fields and just driving along the road and seeing them carrying these heavy buckets on their head in the wood. And you'd visit schools and you'd see boys and girls, and as you went up the levels, there would be just boys. And you'd question the teachers, and they would say, but the girls, they don't show up anymore, or they're married.
Worldwide, 250 million girls live in poverty. They need help breaking down barriers, preventing them from receiving an education. Helping to spread the word about this disparity has been Nicholas Kristof. That is why Wadsworth invited him to speak about his work at Tuesday's fundraising event at Klein Hands Music Hall.
Nick is one of a very small handful of people who a number of years ago started to tell the stories of women and girls around the world and what life is truly like for millions upon millions of women and girls. And as I say, he was just one of a very few people. And I think through his storytelling, through his journalism, through his best-selling book, Half the Sky, he really helped to raise global awareness around half the sky, half of our world.
Embracing the need to reach these girls in the remote areas of the world is Rich Products. The global corporation is a big supporter of this fundraiser.
We have been a leader and a supporter of organizations in the food industry that have looked to improve the opportunities for women to advance their careers.
Rich Products President and CEO Bill Giesel. Rich Products has provided $10,000 to Tuesday's fundraiser.
We see up front and close the types of conditions that exist in some of these markets, and it's just undeniable how important it is for women to be put on a level playing field and to have the same opportunities as men do for these countries and societies to progress.
And even though the boarding school remains under construction, Wadsworth noted there's been great progress over the last year. A health clinic associated with the school has opened, offering health care for the first time to villagers.
There's now a doctor and a nurse caring for members of this community that really until that clinic had no access to health care.
When the school is ready, would the family members, a father, hold them back from attending?
So I'll tell you a little story. I was working with a school in Kenya a couple of years ago, very traditional Maasai community. And it was a very small school, and 35 new girls could enroll every year. And what they were finding is 100 girls were showing up every year, often with their Maasai father or their Maasai grandfather.
To add to that, I found as well that the educated brothers of these girls come back and say to their fathers, we must send our sisters to school. And they've been a force to get their sisters to go to school.
The school will include a library to be named after the late Alice Crisen, a local attorney and community leader who died 3 years ago of cancer. There will also be a science center and housing for teachers.
The teachers will be local, absolutely locally trained teachers. Some of the teachers will come from the sisters' own community. The school is, when it's completely built out, will be 1,500 girls, kindergarten through high school. The secondary school, which is opening first, will be for 600 girls. So they will be hiring teachers outside of their own religious order. There will be lay teachers there.
It's going to be a phenomenal experience for those girls. And what my dream is that we'll have some alumni that will come back and teach those students that are in Katanga.
Desk, chairs, science materials, and tablets will all be needed for the future school. An opening date for this girls' boarding school does not exist, as there are many obstacles and challenges.
Suddenly this year, heavy rains every afternoon. So our builders on the ground are getting their day cut in half. So there's one challenge after the other.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.